Okay, Daf Resh Nun, Parshas Bichukosai. You got it? Resh Nun. Okay. Im Bichukosai Telechu, Ves Mitzvoisai Tishmer, Vasisam Oisam, Anasati Gishmechem Beitam. If you walk in my ways, you guard my mitzvahs, and you will fulfill them, I will give your reins in their time. Hine chukim hem mitzvahs she'en lahem tam. We know that the term chukim is used for mitzvahs that have no apparent explicit reason. O mitzvahs hem she'yesh lahem tam. When we utilize the term mitzvahs, that refers to mitzvahs that have a obvious reason. Is v'loma omar kan teilechu v'kan tishmer? Asks the Maharam a very obvious question. Why, when it comes to chukim, do we use the term telechu, you walk in chukim? Mitzvahs are guarded. Why could those terms not be interchangeable? Fabulous, obvious question. Gam ma'u va'asisem, what is the, afterwards the Torah adds, va'asisem ma'isem. Avada kiven she'yishmeru, if you're going to guard them, v'vada yasuf, aren't you guarding them to do them? The other famous question all the Rishonim ask is, why is it that the Torah only records anywhere in Torah Shebiksav only physical reward, and it doesn't quote anywhere the rewards of Olam Haba? We know that in Torah there is a spiritual stature of 248 spiritual limbs that correspond to the 248 positive mitzvahs. There are 365 spiritual veins or sinews that correspond to the 365 mitzvahs. Now, so first he's saying that you have 248 spiritual limbs and 365 spiritual gidim up to the top of Resh Nun Aleph. Uba Adam. Similarly, we know that in the human being, Yesh Gam Ken Remach Evarim, Ushasa Gidim. There are 248 limbs and 365 gidim. Vehine Ha'odam Nivra B'Tselem Elikim. The Pasuk says that man is created b'tzelem, we usually translate it as an image of Elikim. Says the Barnai, what does that mean? Ulahavin ha'inyan. We need to understand. V'chishayach loyma b'yizbarach shum t'munach ha'svashom. How does anybody say, how does the Torah write that a human being is created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we know that the Torah itself explicitly says that the Rebbeinu Shalom has no tumuna, that has no image? So how can something be created in the image of something that has no image? We're at the top of Resh Nun Aleph, fifth line. Achapirish says the Maranai Mamash, Aika Yusoid, in what the meaning is that man is created B'Tselem Elikim, Achapirish Hu B'Tselem Shalatayra. When it says Tselem Elikim, this refers to the image of Torah. Why is it called Tzelem Elikim? Sha'atayra nikra Elikim shu tzimtzum. Torah itself is referred to as Elikim. Why? Because we know that the name of Elikim is the name of constriction, the name of where Hashem constricts himself. Therefore, it's fair to say that Torah is called Elikim. Why? Shehashem Yisbarach tzimtzem etz atzmoy l'toich ha-Torah. Because as the Maranayim has taught us so many times, the Rebbeinu Shalom has been mitzamtzem himself, he has placed himself, constricted himself into Torah. Why? What, for what purpose? Kidei sheyuchal ha-odam shu bal gvul v'tachlis, so that a human being who is a limited finite being has the ability l'dabek es atzmei b'Hashem Yisbarach shubli gvul v'tachlis. Half of a fellow. Hashem created the Torah in order to allow two things to connect which have no method of connection. And that is a balgvul with a bilti balgvul. The human being is a balgvul. The human being is a limited being. The Rabbeinu Shalom is an infinite being. How can an infinite being possibly connect with a bilti balgvul? How can a finite being connect to an infinite being? Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berev Chazdei and limits himself and places himself in the context of Torah so that the human being, who is a finite being, has the ability to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a bli gvul v'tachlis. So Rabbi Shalom created this medium in which he constricted himself, he placed himself, so that the human being has the ability to connect him. V'lo yehoya be'efshari, it would be otherwise impossible, l'dabik bo yisparach, for a person who is a bal gvul, to cleave, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein tzimtzim HaShem Yisparach atzme l'toich ha-Torah. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom placed, he constricted himself into Torah. Now we understand. Ve'odam nivre b'tzelem elikim. Man is created in the image of elikim. Which elikim? Shel ha-Torah. Man is created in the image of Torah. Shu'akoy meruchnias, which is a spiritual structure. Ramach mitzvah saseh v'shasol le'saseh. So man is created in the design of Torah, just like Torah is made up of 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs leisasay, so too is the human being created in such a way where he has the ability to give life and to actualize those mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs leisasay. I want to go off on a tangent for a moment, a half-lidic piece I learned today on Lag B'Omer, because it's very relevant here. You know, let's first finish, and I'll do it afterwards. Vini ha'odem ha'shalem, hu kishu echad im ha'tzelem. Magnificent. Who is the perfect human being? The perfect being is a person whose physical being is one with his image, with the image. Dehainu, ha'koy megashmi ha'shalai, his physical being, hu echad, notice that word, Adam Elyon. That is that his Kaimagashmi, his physical structure, is unified with his spiritual structure. It's a person who's aligned, a person who's synchronized with the image above. As a result, Ukishimananeya Evagashmi, when he moves one of his physical limbs, as a result of him being so in tune and aligned with his being above, is min aneya uma oider ever elyoin. The result of that is that there is a corresponding limb above that he ends up being mananeya along with his physical limbs. So since this person is aligned, the image that I have when I read this is the image of I think it's called a puppeteer, a person who operates puppets. If you imagine a person who is operating a full-size puppet off of his being himself, so every time he moves his arm, the puppet moves its arm. So a person who is in tune with the Tzelem Elikim has the same reaction, and he in turn is able to be Ma'ira, the Midas above, through which he's connected. V'zeh nikra odom hasholim. This is called the perfect, the whole being. K'maymer ach b'tzelem yisalach ish. Who is this person who's b'tzelem yisalach ish? A ish, a perfect being, walks with the tzelem. It's not only his physical being, but there's an entire spiritual gestalt walking with him. Ratzolema misha mahalach ima tzelem. Unbelievable. There's a person who walks with the image, who echad ima tzelem. He's unified with his spiritual structure, az nikra ish. That's called an ish. Avikshalei osa, eza mitzvah, oyovar eza avera. But if the person didn't do a mitzvah, or chas v'shalom, he transgressed an avera, hu chaser evar echad, egid echad. So he's missing a limb. He may have it physically, but he doesn't have it spiritually. Ve'ena shalom. I was in a Bigelizen's farm store today, and I purchased a sefer that goes through the Taryag mitzvahs and which limbs they correspond to. Of a kadma, not a hantiga sefer. It's a reprint of an old sefer. Continues the Maranaya. Why were we commanded to fulfill the chukim that don't have a reason? Who? For reasons that are logical, it doesn't require any emuna to do them. The logical mitzvahs, a person understands intellectually, he needs to do them, so that there's no required emuna to do them. Right? But when it comes to the mitzvahs that don't have an apparent reason, a person will only do them if he believes that there is a creator, who commanded us to do it. We have to do his will. It requires emunah. We know that emunah are called the legs. Torah stands upon emunah. Shekoidim called, before anything else, tzarech lahamin, a person has to believe, sheyesh b'ira baruch hu, hu ama v'yei, hu tziva v'yamid. He is the creator. He said that it should come into being. Hu tziva v'yamid. He commanded v'yamid. And then the structure stands. Or, kemaymer, bo chavakuk v'midon alachas. Chazal tells us, Chavakuk came and made Torah into one statement. V'tzadik be'emunah si'yichya. Shemaymid kol ha'Torah al-emunah. All of Torah stands on emunah. So the reason for chukim is that chukim strengthen the emunah. They represent the emunah. It says the Maranaim, therefore, v'zehu, this is the meaning. Im b'chukoyisai te'lecho. The reason they use the terminology of Teleichu when it comes to Chukim is Shechukim hem mitzvahs she'en lem tam. We know that Chukim are the mitzvahs that don't have reason. Ve'entaluyim b'emunah, they depend upon emunah, l'chein amat Teleichu. Therefore, the Torah utilizes the term, the verb Teleichu. She'emunah nikra raglin kanal, because emunah is called the legs. What do you do with the legs? You walk with the legs. Va'asisa mo'isam. What does it mean? You're going to do them? They ask the Maranaim. Of course, if you're going to guard them, if you're going to walk in them, you're going to do them. Says the Maranaim. No, you're creating something. You are not only doing them, but is you are creating your gestalt. Even when you're doing Vinasati Gishmechem, I'm going to give your Gashmi as Beitam, Hakom Mekusha Bekayim Alyena. Everything will be bound in that highest structure. Afilachila Vishtiya Vishadvarim Gashmi, even all the Gashmias. Hakil Ye Mekusha Bekayim Alyena. Everything will be bound with the higher purpose. Baruch Hashem Li Oilam Amen V'Amen. So the Maranaim introduces us here to this concept of Adam HaShalem, and that we have, he said, the ability through our actions here to be Ma'ir, the Adam Lamaila. We have the ability to create a reaction, a response from Adam above. So I learned a piece today written by Rav Pinchas Friedman from Yerushalayim, is a Belzer Chassid, where he addresses this issue of Nasa Adam. It says by Rishima Bayechoy, we say in the melody of Bayechoy, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. The statement of Nasa Adam, let us make man, was said for you. That's the compliment given, the praise given to Rishima Bayechoy. So he quotes there from the Heilige Apterov. The Apterov explains this very same Yisoid that the Maranaim is quoting here in Parshas Bichukaisai. The Apterov explains that we have the ability through our actions to create, to be mashlim, this Adam Ha'elyon. And in fact, it says about the Kisei, about the throne of Kisei HaKavod, that there's an image of Adam etched into it. And that image explains the Apter is dependent upon the human being's actions here below. Now, Adam, he explains, and he quotes again from the early Talmid Baal Shem, the gematria of Adam is 45, right? Correct? Okay, now, which is Mem Hei, right? Ma. Says the, I remember who it was, I think it's from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Da Ma Lamaila Mimcha. That Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, you should know what's above you. Explain the Baal Shem HaKadosh that the Demus Adam above, the image of Adam above, as the Maranayim explained here, is Mimcha, comes from you, meaning that what happens above is a reaction to the way we conduct ourselves here. If we are Mashlim the Demus Adam, then that's how this heavenly image of Adam responds. Da Ma, if you want to know the what's going on above, the image of Adam above, Lamaila, the Adam above, is Mimcha, is from your actions. So he adds, Haflu Efela, we say in the Haggadah, V'layachlu Lismamea, that the Klal Yisrael could no longer tarry in Mitzrayim. If you look at the word Lismamea, if you write it out, so it is lehis memhei, that due to the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't yet have the image of Tayyar Mitzvahs, the Tayyar Mitzvahs, as he says here, which create the gestalt of man above, which is corresponds to the structure of man below, right, that we're the ones creating this, the being mashlim, as he says here, of the kaima of the Adam above, so v'layachlu lihismameya, they couldn't create the mem hei below, which is the mem hei above, because they didn't have Torah yet. And without the Tayyag Mitzvahs, as he explains here, you can't have Adam HaShalem. So therefore, they could no longer, they couldn't wait around because they couldn't perfect this awesome method of perfecting of the perfection of Adam above. Masha Enkin HaTzadik, a person who's totally aligned himself with the Ratzon Hashem, so that person is being mashlim the image of Adam above with his Torah mitzvahs, and as a result, he has this ability to command huge reactions from above every time the person acts. So each move, each dibur, each thought has huge effects in the higher realms. A very, very powerful. The imagery is tremendously powerful. So that's how the Maranayim explains why it is in B'chukaisai, with those words, you have Telecho, because Chukim require Emuna. And with Emuna, which are the Raglayim, the legs of man, that's how you walk. Mitzvah says Tishmeru, is Vasisem Aisem. He says Vasisem is you're actually creating something. It's not just you're fulfilling them, you're doing them. But Vasisem Aisem is you're creating a gestalt, you're creating a correspondence, an alignment between man, the human being below, and the human being above. And in order to do that, it has to be v'nesati gishmeichem b'itam. Even the gashmias has to be done in a responsible way, in such a way where it too is part and parcel of man's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu.